November 25. Be ye holy. Be ye there perfect, 1 Peter 1:16, Matthew 5:48. Every human being is composed of three things, body, soul and spirit. The body consists of blood, muscles and bones. Soul consists of intellect, emotions and willpower. Spirit also has three parts equals namely, conscience or the inward voice or the sense of discernment to know what is good and bad or right and wrong. Secondly, we have a desire to know the unseen. We have curiosity to know our Creator, where He is and how to find Him. Then there is the intuition, a sudden know to do something. In Genesis 1:26 we read that God made man in His own image. God's glory and beauty could be seen in the first man's face. Because of sin, man underwent a threefold downward change. The spirit became dead due to sin, the soul became darkened, and the body became defiled. We read in John 4:24 that God is a spirit, and He is living. We can feel Him, talk to Him and know Him, but we cannot see Him with our physical eyes. In our spirits we can talk to Him and feel Him. As long as we live in sin and remain in an unforgiven condition, none of us can feel God's presence or hear His voice because He is a holy God. God's Word says in Hebrews 12:14 that without holiness no one can see God. Also we read in Matthew 5:8, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." We can see God provided we are holy. 1 Peter 1:16 says our God is holy. No one can ever have such holiness by themselves. God wants us to have everlasting holiness. In Matthew 5:48 our Lord said, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." None of us by our own effort can have God's perfection and holiness. It is to make us righteous that our Lord rose again. In the Old Testament period, God used the tabernacle to show His people how they should be holy. For example, the most holy place had divine light. God wants us to be filled with the same divine light. Only in that divine light can we see our real condition. There are some diseases which cannot be seen and diagnosed by ordinary examination. Some years ago, X-rays were discovered. These reveal the condition of the internal organs of the body very clearly. Through X-rays it can be seen whether there is any fracture in the bones. Similarly, when the light of God comes into us, it enables us to see ourselves as God sees us, and also helps us to see God's glory and beauty.